Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Chiefs are on the warpath.
Go Chiefs, go!
The Chiefs are on the warpath.
Go Chiefs, go!
Thunder down the field and lay them low.
Tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking. Right side he wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown! Kansas City! One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Chiefs, go! Go bravely into battle, standing proud and tall.
The tight end, Noah Gray, line of scrimmage to the right. They're going to throw it wide screen. It goes to Hardman on the edge at the five. Stops, starts, far front pylon, touchdown! Kansas City, McCole Hardman. And the touchdown pass by Patrick Mahomes. The 60-30 he's had in Arrowhead Stadium, the most by any Kansas City Chiefs quarterback in this venue. The TD wins it, 28-28 tie in overtime. Edwards-Helaire, the running back, to the left of Mahomes. Mahomes takes the snap at his right thigh, dumps it over the middle, caught by Kelce at the 30, spins back up behind Kelce at the 15-yard line, Kelce at the 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City in the biggest AFC West game in 5 years. The Chiefs put the hammer down with a 34-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Kelce, and the Chiefs take commanding two-game lead in the AFC West with a gutsy, gutsy, gutsy win in overtime.
We missed her like high note. I wanted her to hit that high note.
I'm sorry. I wanted to get in the highlight of Travis Kelce, baby. Big play at the end of that Clippers game last year out in San Diego. Two-game lead in the division. It's a Red Friday, brother. You got your Red Friday shirt on. I see you over there. I got my red on today. You got your red on, B-Dub.
Let's ride.
You're ready. You're double logoed up over there for preseason game number one, right?
So excited. I'm juiced.
Oh, juice all over the place. Noon on a Saturday in August, baby.
When the bright lights are on.
On bad grass in Chicago. Let's go.
When was the last time you had bad grass in Chicago?
Never.
He answers never. I'm going to ask this question right away because I already asked you guys this, but I got to get it out of my system. Josh typed the tease for the next segment, and it says Andy Reid Lays. And I'm thinking, what flavor of Lays would the Andy Reid flavor of Lays be? And in unison, everybody said
cheeseburger.
Yes, yeah. Cheeseburger.
913-586-7610. what would the flavor of Andy Reid Lay's be?
That's right. Yes. If Andy Reid Lay's came out, you know, they released these weird flavors of Lay's all the time, like the ketchup flavored Lay's and things of that nature. What would the Andy Reid flavor of Lay's be? The Andy Reid flavor of Lay's at 913-586-7. Is it cheeseburgers or anything else we could go with?
I think it is.
Does Andy eat anything else other than like cheeseburgers?
Well, he had that steak with Mooch.
Yeah, that's true. He did have a steak. Would you eat a steak flavored chip? I remember one time I went to the Sam Adams Brewery years and years ago, and they had like a brewery only beer, and they was like a, it tastes like a porterhouse, right? And I was like, oh, okay. You say that. First couple of sips were pretty good. That's all you needed. I didn't need a porterhouse flavored beer. I didn't, I was like,
You didn't need a Pilsner full, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know. And they even said that. They go, we don't even sell this on the outside because nobody wants it. It really was like, they say eating like a steak, you know? And it was like a nice flavor for a couple of sips. But do you want potato chips to taste like a porterhouse? I don't know. Asking for a friend.
Just the
seasoning. I could definitely try, right?
You just want the steak seasoning is all you want.
Give me a little garlic butter, Montreal steak seasoning.
Yeah. Montreal's really famous for their beef. I didn't know that. I was watching a Food Network show, but like the corned beef and pastrami in Montreal is supposedly second to none, even better than New York, allegedly.
What?
So, yeah, I'm just saying.
That's sacrilegious,
yeah,
right?
Like it was Andrew Zimmern saying that. You know, he knows his food, so.
Cat's Deli is just
Cat's
not happy with
that. Cat's is the best. The best. Oh, God, now I'm craving that. I got to get some hot dogs from there. So anyway, we're back to Andy Reid Lay's flavored potato chips. What flavor would they be? Yes.
Philly cheesesteak, someone says.
I could do that too. Yeah. They've already got the Philly cheesesteak flavored one. Yeah. You know?
But you could change it in Kansas City and make it an Andy Reid on the bag, you know?
Yeah. Like, could you do burnt ends with Cheese Whiz on a long hoagie roll? Now that's combining everything that Andy Reid knows. Mm-hmm. Cheese, beef, hoagies, barbecue, Philly, Kansas City, all rolled into one.
Yeah.
There you go.
A couple of 2 liters of Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Or regular, depending on your day. So anyway, Red Friday, right?
Yes, 913-586-7610. So let's start the show talking about food.
Yeah.
When old B-Dub over there.
I mean, Alex may have to make a run today.
Alex, the intern, back for day two. He was late this morning.
Was
he? I'm running late. Yes, he's
you were late, Alex?
About 7 minutes late this morning. Running late today.
Man.
But he did say he was going to go make a Chick-fil-A run, which begs the question, why does Chick-fil-A open at 6:30, not 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock? And why does Alex know what time Chick-fil-A opens?
I would say he has a connection to somebody very close to the show who would know that.
That was probably the case, yeah. Yeah. Gene probably knows the time of every restaurant opening
Absolutely.
In town, yeah.
So the Royals pick up win number 47 yesterday, and all told, you're like, yeah, so 47. Well, that does match B-Dub's weight loss total
B-Dub. In
the summer shape-up. And so a comfortable lead has now been evaporated.
It's just gone.
You are now meat sweating over there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I had tuna for lunch yesterday, a side salad, and then tuna for dinner, a nice workout in the pool. But, yes, the kids are playing, and I'm sweating.
You got to sweat,
I was seeing Scott Barlow on the mound yesterday in the ninth, and all I could think of is Dub's probably on the elliptical right about now with some plastics on.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to start putting the sauna suit on now.
Yeah. You're going to have to.
They're going to make me work.
You're going to wear that weight suit, the big old plastic bag. I remember when I was a fat kid trying to make weight for football back in seventh and eighth grade, which was so bizarre back then when you look back about how unhealthy that was. I would run every Sunday morning in a plastic garbage bag to try to sweat a couple of pounds off so I could make weight that day, you know, and I did every single time. Like wrestlers do that kind of stuff too. They shed that weight. You're gonna have to get up there, man. You're gonna have to
also roll. The wrestlers always said too, you stand on your head on the scale and you weigh less.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
I haven't heard that.
Can you
before.
Imagine me trying to stand on my head?
Imagine
on
anybody.
The scale?
Sounds very difficult, but apparently that will help your
may need to call 911 afterwards.
Your weighing as well. So just, you know, do a little handstand, put your feet up against the wall, then drop your head on the scale, and maybe you'll shed like a half pound.
The trick to weighing in is having a handlebar on the wall in front of you and holding on to that. Yeah.
Hold on to it and cheat.
I've lost 30 pounds.
Oh,
can
my
you
goodness.
Believe this?
Look at that. I'm down 20 this week.
Congratulations. But, yeah, congratulations to the Royals for catching you.
Do not weigh in with the bar on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yes, 47, they've caught you.
47, so. They've caught me, but time to go back to work. I mean, we've been ramping it up, and I think, you know, just do a little bit more and continue to watch this diet. Not do the family nights like tonight.
Just get 1% better.
1% better every day. It's a grind. Iron sharpens iron.
I love your family. Can I call them out though a little bit?
Please do.
They ain't helping.
They're not helping. They're not.
Like they gotta be. They gotta do their part a little bit here. It feels like they're just like, we're just doing our schedule. Yeah. Doesn't fit into yours.
It doesn't matter to them at all.
We're gonna add extra toppings to the pizza. That's not helpful.
So I'm picking up Savannah from dance the other day, and I got my tuna creations packet.
That's
in the
nice.
Car, right?
I like that. Yeah.
My little lemon pepper tuna creations, and I'm eating. She gets out. We need to stop at McDonald's. I haven't eaten yet.
Okay, so stop there, get her something to move on.
Oh, but it's so difficult as a fatty.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up and like,
there's that dollar menu right there. Yeah,
I can
the one, two, and $3 menu.
I can pound two McChickens right now.
You could
a large fry, and see if the ice cream machine is open.
Mm-hmm. And if the ice cream machine is open, then you're double coning. You got to do that at that point in time because most of the time the ice cream machine doesn't work, and so then you're left holding the bag. But you got to get two cones if you're going next time. I just make my family suffer. What do we have tonight? Chicken and lettuce. I mean, they finally are like, we're tired of this, man. You got to find something different. Salmon and lettuce. We're tired of that now. I got cod. Well, what else do you want?
Or make your own.
Yeah, we're to the point now where they're old enough and they can make their own and do their own thing.
You don't like what I'm making, you make your own.
Yeah, but we don't have anything in the house. Well, I just spent $400 in Costco.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah, we've got
stuff. Pretty sure we made three stops.
It's already been the, Dad, are we having pizza for family night, Friday night? You guys may be having pizza.
You may be, but I'm not. Yeah, but you know what? They need to suffer with you because you know what ultimately, B-Dub? You're doing it for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can be around for them.
Right, so you can be around for them. So you want to be alive.
Sorry, no pizza night.
No pizza night tonight? Okay.
Nope. You go get a salad.
Sorry.
Yeah, no pizza night. Yep.
So it's weird because I opened up the ESPN.com standings just to look today, and it says there's two columns now. It's games back and then B-Dub back.
Uh-huh.
And there's a slash.
Slash, yeah, that even
line
thing.
So maybe 13 back in the division, they are slashed with
They are with even Dub with Dub.
Right now. So, yeah, sorry about that.
Again, the runners move and a drive out into the gap in right center field. Coming on, but it's going to drop for a hit. And a run is in. Well, there's another little soft hit.
So they got the insurance run yesterday. Mm-hmm. Michael A. Taylor. And all I could think of was, sorry, Dub.
B-Dub. So you're thinking about B-Dub during the Royals game. This is fun to watch.
Fun game.
Another fun game. Zach was terrific yesterday.
Yes, he was.
He was just toying with him. Yes. It was awesome. He just kept getting in trouble. Got into that bases loaded jam early and then got three outs in a row. Bases loaded, nobody out. Another situation a little bit later, a couple runners on, kept looking like he was going to give up a big inning and never did.
Never did. Looked like Wade Davis there in like the ninth inning, getting a couple runners on against the Blue Jays and finding your way out of it. But it would almost felt like Zach was bored yesterday, right? Like that was one of those games where you look at Greinke and you're like, I'm just bored and I'm going to just kind of
screw
around. I got to get these guys out. Fine. I'll
navigate
these guys out.
Yeah.
And he did. And I actually saw him in the clubhouse the other day. I was stunned. I'm like, oh my God, there's Zach Greinke. It's like spotting the unicorn, right? You know, on a day that he wasn't pitching, so it was really odd to see him, and then to go out there yesterday and just deal like he did was a lot of fun to watch. And like you said yesterday and again today, it's becoming a lot of fun to watch these guys play right now, and that's what we want. And again, does it carry over to April? That's the million-dollar question. I don't know that it carries over to April, but the organization keeps saying, well, none of these guys were here in April. It's the same song and dance every year at this time of year. They play well and then they fall apart in April, so they've got to carry it on. That's going to be the goal of the offseason, Josh. I don't know how you get there, how you make it happen where they play good baseball in April and May, but that's the job of Mike Matheny in the front office now, to figure out how to play good baseball in April and May and not get yourself out of the mix. And so when the end of the season does come and you're playing good baseball, you're actually playing for something as opposed to just kind of playing out the string right now. But I mean, it's been great to watch these young kids play. Really, really fun.
And now you get a nice little test ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers come to town. Not only 77 wins to lead Major League Baseball, I don't know, they've won 10 in a row.
Yeah, 10 straight. Yeah, they're rolling right now, and obviously they're the best team in baseball. And this is going to be that kind of that first real test for these young kids
on this ball club. How do you respond facing the best team in baseball? You beat the White Sox. Great, man. You know, you got conflict in the White Sox clubhouse. Johnny Cueto saying this team is not playing with enough fire. Tony La Russa responding, not happy with Johnny Cueto, saying that kind of stuff. So that was kind of a team in turmoil. It's easy to beat a team in turmoil, right? Now you've got a team that's the best in baseball coming in, whose manager won't fall asleep during the game. I thought yesterday La Russa was, you could read his lips in the dugout, because I can't believe I stayed up for this thing, right? I should be taking a nap right now, as the Royals were kicking their teeth in yesterday. But now this is the first real true test that all of these guys together are going to have, these young kids, and that's welcoming the best team in baseball in. You take two or three from the Dodgers this weekend, I think all of a sudden people around baseball are going to be saying, what's going on in Kansas City? Is this legit? Is this real? Because if you do beat the Dodgers, you got the opportunity to get some national love.
They are plus 236 in run differential.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man. They're just mashers out there, right? Yes.
Royals are minus 114. Oh, man. So, yes, set this weekend with the best team in baseball. So, a nice little test ahead. Andy Reid lays out his preseason lineup. Next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967, on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Snap to Bridgewater. Back to throw, against the pocket, deflected, intercepted! Intercepted by Sorensen at the 40, he's at the 50, and breaks a tackle, Sorensen at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, the second consecutive year that Dirty Dan Sorensen has had a pick six against the Broncos. Williams, he faked a hand, they loft the pass, touchdown! Kansas City, the cheetah, tastes the sweet nectar in the back of the end zone for the second time in this game. A perfect fake by Patrick Mahomes, and Tyreek Hill was wide open. He could have ran down Las Vegas Boulevard.
the farewell edition there, Dirty Dan and Tyreek Hill.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I didn't plan it that way, but that's the way it worked.
Yeah,
all right.
Chiefs at the Bears coming up tomorrow. Noon kickoff. We have a shorter pregame tomorrow, 11 o'clock.
No, you're only going on an hour
preseason,
early?
Preseason, we just kind of, you know, you kind of start slow and wade into it a little bit. So 11 a.m. For the pregame on 106.5 The Wolf tomorrow.
Way to let down Chiefs Kingdom.
I'll join.
I'm going to be honest
Mitchell
with you.
I Dane need 3 hours.
Dan Israel. Yeah.
We got a guy on the text line this morning who's pissed we're not breaking down last night's preseason game. You're letting down people, Josh.
I understand. It's preseason. Got to work your way up. So.
I need 3 hours.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, you got
it. I don't mind. I, that's what I said, too. I said, we can do 3 hours. It's fine with me.
Yeah, go for it.
Because we have to ride the first bus to the stadium.
So you're going
to
be there very
early. Oh, my God, yeah. Like, I'll go on 3 hours early. We're there like 5 hours early.
Wait, slow down a second here. So the game's at noon. What time are you getting on the bus?
I think I saw something about like 6:45.
Are you kidding me? 6:45?
Yeah, it's like 5 hours before. They get there like 5 hours before the game.
Can you walk? I mean, I take the train depending down on, where you stay.
Depending on where the – where I haven't checked this one out, all but right. Depending on where you stay, sometimes it's a long enough drive. You're like, yeah, I'm not
right.
And the player bus for me, I can't do it because pregame's already underway.
Sure,
you know, so you can't wait that. This game probably could actually.
Yeah, you probably could wait it out. Yeah,
yeah, probably could wait out. But just in case, I'm my nerves won't allow it. I got to be there. I got to be on the ground. You know,
sure,
so,
you got to check that turf because you're the sideline reporter, and that's the big story going into this game. Grass.
There is some fun going into a stadium when it's dark too.
I agree.
It's pretty cool.
There's nothing more tranquil and calm than a ballpark at night.
And it's just quiet. There's nobody there, and the lights are on. So that's kind of fun too.
It is. Yeah. Like when we used to do the show out at the K, you know, on opening day, and we were the only ones in there, other than some, you know, cheesy TV reporters.
Us and the fountains.
We got baseball today. Yay!
Us, the fountains, and like a mower.
Yeah.
The first grounds crew
guy
has to mow.
And why are they always mowing at that hour too? There's always just that hum of the mower in the
grass
background.
Wakes up and grows.
Yeah, I guess it does.
You got to get it clipped.
What do you think the grass talks about at night when it goes to bed? Like when the stadium is empty,
probably,
and there's nobody there.
It's probably like when the kids go to bed, they're pleased to be left alone.
Yeah, maybe. You don't think the grass is talking?
No, I think the grass is like, huh, finally.
Do you think the grass talks to the dirt? Hey, I'm grass and you're dirt.
They probably point fingers at one another.
Yeah.
Who's not doing their job?
What's up, dirt? How you doing?
It's got all those sunflower seeds on you, dirt.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Do your job.
Your name is dirt. I'm grass.
Grow me.
Grass is cooler. So I think the grass talks at night. I think when the stadium goes dark, the grass talks.
More of your Andy Lay's at 913-586-7610.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled pork flavored chips. That call them the Hungry Pig, right?
I do like that a lot. That's a really good one. Yeah.
I like that one as well.
Yeah.
AFC West Tears Lay's. I kind of like that one too.
Very salty.
Yeah. It tastes like the tears of the AFC West. I like that one. So keep coming. 913-586-7610. Because yes, Andy Reid lays out the game plan for what's ahead in the preseason. And while you still see, you know, teams around like this guy, these people aren't playing. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid has been pretty steadfast of, you know, guys are going to get some reps, and he says the quarterbacks all will tonight as well.
As far as the game goes,
why is he yelling?
We'll go quarters for the quarterbacks. So we got four quarterbacks. Each one will get a quarter. And then their group will kind of follow along with that. Try to get the young guys the majority of the reps as we go and make sure they get enough work.
Now, he always says the quarterbacks will each get a quarter.
Patrick Mahomes gets a series.
Mahomes will get a series or two, probably a series. Mm-hmm. If the series goes well, he done.
Mm-hmm.
And so the good news is, like, he always says that. Like, he'll get a quarter, and Mahomes ain't playing a quarter,
right.
Which
is fine. You're counting on the defense to get a stop, too. So that's the other thing. Yeah.
Right, assuming you don't get one possession in the quarter.
Right, yeah.
You get the ball back. He's not going to play very long,
no.
So that's fine.
Nor
but
should he.
He's a guy that likes to get the players a real look.
Mm-hmm.
Just a real quick look. And Mahomes even said, too, yeah, I want to go out there and just take that first hit because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, we're ready.
And then you're done.
And then it's fine. And Andy even said that, hey, other teams do it differently. And I'm not saying they do it. We do it right and they do it wrong. But this is how I've kind of always done it. And this is the scenario he likes. While other teams don't play anybody. You know, at some point in time, I don't think we've seen a starting quarterback in the three games so far.
We saw Daniel Jones yesterday. He played yesterday.
Again, have we seen a starting quarterback?
Alleged starters, right? But Russell Wilson. I'm looking at the Broncos right now on TV. But Lamar Jackson didn't suit up last night. Only his jersey. He didn't play. Mac Jones wore his mom jeans on the sideline last night. He did not play.
We've barely seen him.
Who else played last night? Who are the other two teams that played last night? The Ravens played somebody, and the Giants played the Patriots. So there was another quarterback out there. The Giants quarterback played Daniel Jones. I don't know who the Ravens played last night, whether their quarterback started or not. But
Titans.
Right. I don't think we saw Ryan Tannehill, even though we should. He's got some fine tuning to do, right?
Malik Willis needs to be more decisive, according to Mike Vrabel.
Who?
So their rookie quarterback, you know, Malik Willis.
Come on.
He needed to be more decisive in game one of the preseason.
As Vrabel smoking a butt at the press conference.
Ryan Tannehill's like, I got this. It'll be fine.
We'll be all right. Yeah. Malik Willis, that's the backup.
Tannehill
right.
did not play, no.
No. So three of the four quarterbacks that were starters, quote, starters last night did not play. You saw, obviously, Daniel Jones play because it's a new system that he's learning in Brian DeBall's system up there in New York. So he got some action last night. But three of the four quarterbacks didn't play in that game. And Patrick Mahomes will get a series. And that'll be it, and that'll be fine. Whether that series goes good, whether that series goes bad is totally irrelevant for anybody. He'll get one series out there. I'm just excited to see, like, you know, Isaiah Pacheco run the football tomorrow. I think that's going to be the number one storyline for me coming out of this game is what he does, because now all of a sudden, you know, your guy is down, my guy is up, man. We got a lot of, like, movement going on the depth chart when it comes to that running back position.
Yeah,
right,
Ronald
now.
Jones was with the threes yesterday.
Threes, yeah, that's
like,
not good.
That doesn't
sound
good at all. But I do remember, like, right when they signed him, talking to Binkley about it, he's like, I don't even know if he'll make the team. This was before the draft even.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, really, this you know, he signed a guy. He's like, yes, but this guy's got to prove it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He might not, you know, might not be a guy that makes the roster. I was like, wow, okay, keep an eye on that one. And certainly he was getting more reps early on, and now towards the tail end of the camp, they kind of flip-flop some things. So, he may be a guy, and Andy Reid had a quote about him yesterday. I was just kind of reading between the, you know, the – you can't really gauge, mm-hmm. you know, but based on his reaction, I'm like, boy, it doesn't sound like he's really got a lot of favor.
No, like, and we heard Pete Sweeney on Monday or Tuesday with us talk about he could be the guy that gets flipped in leading up to the beginning of the season trade or something like that. He may be the guy that all of a sudden you look around and you go, huh, where did Ronald Jones go? Oh, he was traded to the Texans.
Yeah. Some days he gets more than other days, but he's taking advantage of the chances he's getting and working hard, but he'll have a chance to play. We'll just see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll just see how he does. I'm sure. I'm sorry. We'll just see how he does.
They're not real high on Ronald Jones. No, they're really high on Pacheco.
If Pacheco and McKinnon, it feels like that he's the odd man out.
Right, yeah.
At this point, we'll see.
He is the odd man out. I've heard from a couple of people now with inside the organization how much they love this guy. And Pacheco, I'm talking about, a seventh-round pick. And a seventh-round pick is going to get a nod over a veteran free agent every day of the week because you drafted that guy and he makes $0. And you've got the opportunity to have something special here with this kid. I think he's going to be one of those that goes out there this weekend and gets a lot of playing time. And we're going to kind of see where he is. And, you know, maybe this kind of action that he gets on Saturday will go a long way into determining if he's more than just a kick returner, too, for the Chiefs.
We'll have a question nobody needed the answer to that happened about the preseason. We'll get to that coming up. And hopefully Mahomes has learned from one of his biggest setbacks. We'll get to that next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. The show first to breaking news in Kansas City.
So apparently if you've pooped yourself on Lucky Charms, go to iwaspoison.com.
610 Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I finally watched Hard Knocks last night, week one of the Detroit Lions. Go Lions, baby!
I told you.
How are you not rooting for those guys? Aiden Hutchinson sang this song in the team meeting room yesterday, or I guess in the first episode, I should say, of Hard Knocks. They made all the rookies get up there and sing. And Aiden Hutchinson sang this song and was really, really good with it.
He won the room.
He really did. And you're right. His mom is all about being on TV in this one, isn't she? My goodness. She was like, I would have cried if he wasn't a Lion. Yeah. Most people are crying because they are Lions.
Yeah. Seems she's a little invested in his career.
Yeah.
Seems she feels like she got drafted.
Yeah. Yeah. But really good. I mean, you feel bad for how bad they've been, and their running back was crying in the breakdown of the first practice, like breaking the team down. He was crying. We're not going to be 3-13 anymore. You feel bad for those guys. They're putting in a lot of work, and they stink.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
like, kind of secretly, quietly, I think we're all Lions fans this year you're rooting for Dan Campbell. You really are.
I was fired up.
Yeah. You're rooting for Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell is the everyman coach. He is the guy that we all are. Just a dude that wants to go out there and win. And if he gets the opportunity to win, I think a lot of people are going to be excited for him because he's just a guy, man. That guy just eats like raw meat, drinks eggs, and has fun.
It's like, he took the over. He took the Lions over, didn't he?
Yeah. On the FanDuel app. Yeah absolutely. Get it now. Download it now. Get ready because betting's coming to Kansas. Get your FanDuel app.
Preseason game number one. A lot of the young players getting some reps, according to Andy Reid. A lot of it will be just for the coaches, right? To find
very
out.
Very selfish of the coaches to do this game for themselves.
You know, from a fan perspective, if you care about depth.
Josh, let's go down to the sidelines. Tell us about somebody, anybody. Just pick a name.
I don't know. But I guess we need to know about the fourth string quarterback.
For a guy like Trump, it doesn't get many reps. What do you expect to see from him?
I can't hear that question.
Yeah, so I want to see execution. I want to see how he controls the huddle and the offense. How he handles the bright lights, right? Although the lights won't be on, but you know, just see how that goes with
Who's the fourth string
quarterback? For a guy like Crum,
Denny.
Aside from Crum's family, nobody gives a bleep about how Crum's going to play in the preseason game. I hate to bring to him. The fourth string quarterback.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a fourth string quarterback. They do. I thought the four-string quarterback, no joke here, was like Nagy. He would come in and just be that fourth arm that you need, right? I mean, Matt could do that. He could do everything. He's a great coach. So I just figured he'd be the fourth arm in camp. So they got a guy. Crum is his name.
Yes.
Do you think they got him just for the fourth quarter of the
Dustin Crum.
Dustin Crum. That's what I do when my kids eat. I dust the crumbs.
The question was, for a guy like Dustin Crum, who does not get as many reps, what are you expecting to see from him in the preseason game?
Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Who needs to know that?
Who the hell cares?
aside from Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
And Crum's family.
Right.
Who needs to know that?
Well, there'll be somebody there that's a big Crum fan.
No.
No, there isn't.
It's a fourth-string quarterback, and you have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It does not matter.
Yeah, now maybe
what do you expect to see from him? Filling time is what I expect to see from him.
We're expecting to see him kneeling and killing the game.
He needs to fill time because our starting quarterback ain't playing much.
That's right. He's the backup. He's just here to buy time to get us through this game.
We need the regular season to start.
Yeah, there's do. We really do. We're already at that point of camp where people are numb in the mind. Coach, can you tell us about Crum?
String quarterback.
What do you expect from him on
the
Saturday?
Chiefs.
Huh?
Does not matter.
Whew. Start the regular season. This is why college doesn't have preseason. We just get right into it. No need for any of this kind of stuff.
No.
Could you imagine somebody asking Nick Saban what they expect out of the fifth string quarterback that was redshirted last year? Nothing.
Patrick Mahomes still wearing the second half of the Cincinnati game. I guess that's both good and bad. If it completely haunts you, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you can learn from it and sack it away, that's good. I thought a little bit about Dick Vermeil when was hearing about Patrick Mahomes, because Dick Vermeil, who every time he comes on says, man, I wish I could have won that AFC championship for Lamar Hunt.
Right.
Like, coach, you accomplished a lot. You know, don't dwell on what you didn't accomplish. Mm-hmm. And I want Patrick Mahomes to be in that same vein, sort of. Like, don't dwell on the second half of the Cincinnati game. Just make sure you don't have another one of those.
Right.
All.
Yeah, absolutely. And I look at what he said about, you know, they played not to lose.
Told Kevin Clark of the Ringer, regrets playing, quote, not to lose.
Yeah, and that
in the latter half
me.
Of the AFC Championship game. You can't have that. That's especially in Kansas City.
Yeah, right. We're scarred from that here. No, we really are. That was Marty Schottenheimer's mentality.
That's the Marty years a little bit, playing not to lose.
Yeah, you play to win the game, as one coach famously said when he was coaching the Jets by the name of Herman Edwards. You may remember him here with Kansas City. His famous quote is, you play to win the game. And the Chiefs in the second half of that game did not play to win. Now, they played to win the game at the end of the first half. Going for it, I thought that's the nail in the coffin right there. You score a touchdown. That still to this day was the right call to go for it and not kick the field goal. It was a bad play. You know, Tyreek Hill ran out of bounds. It was a bad execution, but the idea was the right thing to do. But then in the second half, they did play not to lose that football game. You go when your prevent defense is always prevents a win, as they like to say. But here in Kansas City, especially, Andy kind of had that reputation coming to Kansas City a little bit. And we're still kind of in that, you know, situation where we remember the Marty Schottenheimer days, and they always played not to lose games instead of going out there to win. You can't do that in sports. I mean, North Carolina played the second half of their game against KU in the national title game not to lose, and they got beat. When you play not to lose, you lose that game. You've got to go out there and you play to win the game every single down. You can't let off. You can't back off. You can't rest. You can't sit there and say, all right, we've got this one. We're okay. We're ready to go. No, you got to put that foot to the throttle the entire 60 minutes. And if you don't, you end up having something happen like we saw against Cincinnati. And hopefully, Josh, you're right. This isn't something that we're talking about in 5 years from now that, oh my God, I can't believe that Cincinnati game turned this whole thing around and we all, you know, upset the apple cart with that loss. You're hoping that's a loss that they look at that does flip that switch and gets them back onto the straight and narrow and say, okay, we're going to learn from this mistake. Mistakes are okay. Everybody makes them, including me, Billy. Everybody makes mistakes, right? Did you learn from that mistake? Did you become a better person or a football player or a baseball player from that mistake? If you make mistakes and you don't learn from them, those mistakes, and you continue to make those mistakes over and over again, then we got a problem. Then we need to have a nice long chat. I think that game against Cincinnati is going to be a wake-up call, especially for Patrick Mahomes. And I don't think he's going to let Andy not play to win a game anymore.
That's good. They can all say, we're not doing that again.
Yeah.
Check. Checks and balances with that too. Right.
Exactly. Hopefully. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because if Andy starts to kind of get in that mindset, Patrick's going to go, no, we're not doing that again. Last time we did that, we missed the Super Bowl for the third consecutive year. We're going out here and we're winning every single game and we're playing every play like it's the last play and we've got to score in order to move on to the next round. I think that's going to be the mindset. I hope that's going to be the mindset. But I think Patrick is going to have to be the voice, you know, the devil, if you will, on Andy's shoulder when the one side's telling him, okay, let we're up 18, it's okay to let off a little bit. Patrick's gonna go, no, we got to keep the foot on the gas. Let's go. And I appreciate him saying that. He recognizes that. He understands that. Now, when you're in that situation moving forward, do you allow that situation to be a relaxed atmosphere, or do you still press forward? You still got to press forward.
Meanwhile, I've said Tom Brady's living his best life. Little did I know he's living his best life.
He really is.
He's been given the opportunity to duck out of training camp for about, I don't know, 10 days.
Yeah, he's done. He's out.
So the Buccaneers announced, yeah, Tom Brady's gone through at least August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the 12th.
Right.
So due to personal reasons. Okay. Ian Rappaport goes on to say, to his knowledge, not a medical emergency or anything related to him, that it was a planned absence. I was told everything is okay. The best description I got about this was that it is important to find a work-life balance, mm-hmm. Rappaport told Pat McAfee. So basically, they've allowed Tom Brady to see his kids off to school is what I've come up with.
Kind of what it is. You know what I mean? Get first day of school coming up and all that kind of stuff.
He's got to take care of some things at home, and I'll be back when you need me.
It sounds like almost to me, and this is just total speculation, like he made a deal with Giselle, like this is how it's going to be. I'm going to go back for one more year. She goes, yeah, you're going to go back for one more year, but if I need you at home, you're coming home and you're going to help out around the house and clean the toilets, man. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Here's a scrub brush. And so he's going to take those 10 days off. Who the hell wouldn't want to leave training camp right in the middle of it, take 10 days off?
I got
off
this. I took some snaps. I got joint practice and everything. We're good. And I'll see you in a week.
And worst case scenario, if he needs to get some snaps and call the center, have him come over to the house, we can do it in the backyard.
Yeah.
And it's not like the old days where you need to stick your hands up in there and get the snaps anymore from the center, right? I mean, we don't do that anymore. It's just shotgun snaps all the time. So you don't have to get really comfortable with the new guy. I can just stand back there and you can just snap me the ball a couple of times and we're good to go.
Although he might need some work with whoever the center is because they've been dropping.
Well, so, yeah. But maybe a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
But good for him.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's worked out a deal that completely works for him. It's like the Roger Clemens almost.
Yeah, when he came back to Georgia's box.
Remember Clemens, like, I'm just playing, I guess, gonna play home games.
Yeah, and I'm just going to show up when I'm pitching. So if I'm not pitching, I will not be at the ballpark. Fine, show up every fifth day.
Seems Brady's gotten to that status, too.
Going to go
see the kids off to school and then get back in time to start the season.
It almost seems like he came back, though, to help this transition into Jeff Bowles, the head coach down there.
Todd.
Jeff Bowles I went to college with. You kind of transition to Todd Bowles and maybe help him out a little bit, give him the opportunity to kind of, you know, get that jet stink off of him because, you know, he was the coach of the Jets and didn't do so well. And he's very well revered around the National Football League. Tom Brady comes in, helps him win some games, get off to a really good start. And then he's going to bow out into the sunset as opposed to leaving, you know, Bowles there with Blaine Gabbert as his quarterback. That would not have been a good situation. That guy wouldn't have stood a chance. And so I think Tom Brady's doing a solid for a really good dude that everybody around the NFL likes. Give him the opportunity. Brady says, I'll do you a solid, but you're going to do me a solid. 10 days, I'm out. See ya.
Mm-hmm. Wait till the bye week.
Yeah.
Ghost.
Do you think he even goes to Germany? I'm not making that flight.
Once a wide receiver diva, always a wide receiver diva. We need to get to this next.
Keep listening to Fesco in the Morning.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on a Friday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams, B-Dub, producing. For some reason yesterday, Antonio Brown popped his head back up. And no, not about like, hey, I'm going to join whatever, or does anybody need a wide receiver? Here we go.
No, I think it was he had not been in the news for a while and was getting bored and felt like he was being left out. It's camp and nobody wants him around.
Unprovoked. Antonio Brown tweets out this. My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. Uh-huh. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. All things he did.
No, that's all legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all one guy did all that.
My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
Right over there. There's some people smoking weed.
My biggest regret is I hadn't been able to see myself play live like you guys have. That must have been awesome.
What's wrong with that statement? I think my biggest regret is I can't listen to myself live like you guys can. No, that's unbelievable. I mean, it is so great. It is such a wonderful statement.
It's like
statement.
So on brand.
On brand, you know? Yeah, that's like, exactly
that
right.
That can only
yeah.
be Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I
your
saw
biggest
that,
regret in your career? I didn't get to watch myself. That must have been cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that must have been cool. What'd you guys think of, like, watching me live? Because I'll never get the opportunity to
that. Must
that.
Have been cool.
That's awesome. What a great statement. He compared himself to Jesus and the Beatles.
Yeah. Did Jesus play at Red Rocks, though?
I didn't know he did play at Red Rocks, did he?
Huge.
That would have been a good concert. Have
that's
you ever
huge.
Concert at Red Rocks?
I have not.
Red Rocks,
we keep talking about it, but I haven't gotten there
okay,
yet.
Okay, so what do you want to see at Red Rocks, though?
Because I don't know.
That's the thing, right? Like, I feel like you go to Red Rocks, and you like it has to be like Dave Matthews, right?
I remember my wife and I sat and we looked at this past year's schedule. Like
we
the
do
summer
it
schedule.
Every year.
And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't need to see the string cheese incident.
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know.
So. You like cheese? I don't need to see the string cheese incident
but
there.
No, I'm looking for... I probably shouldn't do this, but we're looking for the right
the like, right concert.
The right concert.
Right.
Jesus probably would have been good.
Would have been,
I don't,
good. Would have
been a great
performing
concert.
Performing at Red Rocks. Yeah.
Jesus at Red Rocks.
Put him up there with Tech N9ne at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Chris Calico. Yeah.
I think that would have been just like Antonio Brown playing.
But like what? Like I think for me, like Jimmy Buffett would be a good one at Red Rocks. And when he's there, it's always like on a Tuesday night. I'm like, that's not a good night for me.
Yeah,
start working
work.
It into my schedule, Jimmy. Like, let's get there on a Friday. Let's get there on a Saturday. And so that's kind of what I feel like. I think Jimmy Buffett would be the one for me to go see at Red Rocks. Because you're right, Josh. I think for
I've been way too picky about it.
I've been way too picky about it as well. And BW, you haven't Red Rocks, right?
You've no, not yet.
I'm sure the intern, Alex, doesn't even know what Red Rocks is, and so that's fine.
He wants to see Billy Joel at Red Rocks.
Now, Billy at Red Rocks would be pretty cool, I think. That would be a pretty good show. That would be good, but I don't know that he goes there. I just feel like it's got to be the right band. And, Josh, you know what's going to happen. We're going to sit here and have these conversations for the next 20 years, and we'll be
never
dead
go.
And never
I know.
Go.
I know.
And we'll regret it. How come you never went to Red Rocks? Well, the right band just wasn't there at the
right
time.
Combo.
I couldn't find that right band, like Hootie and the Blowfish, or you know, maybe they show up to Red Rocks, or just
maybe
Hootie now.
Maybe it's watching Antonio Brown highlights.
Maybe it is. Maybe they'll just put like a big screen down, and Antonio Brown highlights will show up there, and you can watch that. So yeah, you gotta love the lack of self awareness that Antonio Brown has. But
he's
also,
terrific.
But also, that's what made him so good. And there's part of me that looks at Antonio Brown and says, man, if that guy was just, you know, half as insane as he is, what kind of career could Antonio Brown have had in the NFL? Like, we see it all the time with wide receivers. And I think Tyreek Hill is heading down that same path as well. You leave a great situation, which Antonio Brown did in Pittsburgh, right? He left a great situation with an amazing, wonderful, exceptional, fantastic head coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback. And then he went out to the Raiders and froze his feet and never really amounted to anything ever again. He was in a great situation. And his idea was to cash in, and I understand that, just like Heels was. But you kind of fall off the face of the earth when you leave a great situation to go make a couple of extra bucks. It is the consequence of the choice that you made. You get the opportunity to make all your choices, but you also get the opportunity to suffer from the choices that you make or relish in the choices that you make. Antonio Brown left a great situation in Pittsburgh and never became that great wide receiver again. And I think the same thing happens to Hill down in Miami. You left a great situation where your talents were accentuated, and you're going to go to a situation where the Tua's pass from yesterday's practice is making its way around again. Not near anybody, falling Tua to dirt. That's going to be his number one receiver this year, dirt. And you're not going to see much out of Tyreek Hill. Everybody's going to wonder where he went.
He's just throwing it only where the wide receiver will catch it.
No,
or
that was,
or
that
nobody.
Was, that was to dirt.
Or
yeah.
nobody. That's it. It's a smart throw, Bob. I don't know where you're
working on that accuracy.
Yeah, only the wide receiver or nobody can catch it.
Right.
And the wide receiver just didn't catch it.
Yes.
Yeah. He wasn't part of the dirt.
Yeah. Tua to dirt.
Ran the wrong route.
And I hate to break it to you as well, AB. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I don't think it stands out. Like,
you're saying that, but you were okay to watch?
Yeah, I mean, it was all right.
I'd rather see
Jesus at Red Rocks, I guess. So,
Wouldn't, you know? I'd rather see Jesus at Red Rocks than the Beatles, and I'm not a huge Beatles fan.
Oh.
I think Antonio Brown, for me, the lasting image that I have of him on a football field is him being covered by, who was the linebacker we put on him? Justin Houston in that playoff game.
Well, that's a good highlight for him.
Yeah. Well, it was against a linebacker. I mean, yeah. My God.
That's a good highlight for him, though.
It is for him, absolutely.
28? Are we at 28 days now?
That is correct. 28 days until football. And last night, Deshaun Watson's willingness to accept 8 games and pay $5 million in lieu of a longer suspension. Is this too little, too late from the NFL's perspective? And do they need to go ahead and go through with this now that they've open up this can of worms and go for the full year? What do you guys think?
Why is he agreeing to anything? He didn't do anything wrong, right?
Ah, there we go.
He said the entire time he did nothing wrong.
Right. So why are there reports he would agree to an 8-game?
Why would he be agreeing to a suspension and a hefty fine now?
Mm-hmm.
He's denied they did anything wrong. Why would he possibly enter into this?
I don't understand that either. If you're innocent and you maintain your innocence and you didn't do anything wrong, why would you agree to an 8-game suspension and a $5 million fine? Those are the reports that he would agree to that. Why would you agree to anything if you didn't do anything?
He just keeps telling his people, he keeps telling you he did nothing wrong. So
right.
Shouldn't be accepting this at all.
No, I'd be fighting this one tooth and nail if I am Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't accept anything because he claims he's innocent. So if you claim you're innocent, why are you settling, sir?
6 o'clock tonight is their matchup with the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Or do they get something done by then to keep him off the field?
No, I think he'll be
on
the field.
Does the NFL look stupid if he plays tonight?
Yes.
Look, I'm going to say no because it's preseason. You know, it's still the preseason and it still doesn't mean anything. If he's there on opening day, though, on September 11th
because
playing a football game, because they haven't gotten there yet, then yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, we've had all the evidence. I mean, how much does this guy in Jersey need to see? Pretty easy. When I was growing up in Jersey, you got thrown in the river. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't be settling if he didn't do anything.
Right. If you didn't do anything,
which is
then don't settle.
Why are you settling for?
Yeah. Innocent people don't settle, right?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.